Yeah, I think there's just obviously they're both really young guys, still trying to figure the 82 game schedule and how much that takes on your body. And you know, I think they're going to make big strides this year. They got experience under their belt and they know what a full season feels like. So I expect them both to have great years.
Paul's talked about how the first week at camp is going to be a lot more of a grind, a lot more battle drills. Now it's kind of shifting over into that speed type of practice. How much of a welcome change is that after 8 or 9 days of grind?
Pretty good. It's pretty, no matter how much you work out in the summer and prepare for it, it's still a grind. You know, the first few days of camp, you're out on the ice for almost 2 hours, you know, going full tilt. So it's a grind on the body. And you know, I think we're welcoming the first regular season game pretty soon.
Brian, I know you've been on the ice the last couple of days, but can you just kind of give us an update as to how you're feeling?
I feel really good. Like I said, it wasn't something I was serious, or I don't think it would have kept me out of any regular season games, but just being super cautious. And I mean, it felt really good yesterday, felt really good today. So
important to manage yourself at this time of the year to make sure when we get to next week that you are 100% ready to go for 82?
Yeah, there's no sense, even if it's something small, there's no sense of fighting through anything in training camp and feeling bad for the first week of the season. I mean, that's how they're treating everything right now. If something's bugging you, you rest it and wait till it gets better. And that's kind of the smart play. And it's a good way to keep everyone healthy for the start of the season.
What's your impressions of this group, having watched the games that they've been involved with so far, as you continue that process leading into next week?
Oh, it's hard to get a feel for because the lineup changes so much every game. I think these last two games will be more close to regular season team. I thought the guys did a great job last game. The power play looked phenomenal. I think it's about carrying that over into the season. I mean, it's good to get some confidence right now and put some pucks in the back of the net, and that's what we're looking to do, and we want that to transfer into regular season games.
From your experience, Brian, how much can the preseason be a precursor to the start of the regular season, if at all?
In my experience, there has nothing to do with preseason or regular season. I think I had a preseason in Atlanta where we were undefeated. We were like 6-0 or something, so to me, there's no. It's just about getting ready physically and mentally for the season, and getting you know, your timing down, and just getting back into the games. I mean, we could go 0-5, 0-6. I don't think it's a big deal as long as we're feeling good that first week of the season.
So, a team that goes 6-0. Probably says, "Oh yeah, we can carry this forward." And a team that goes 0-6 says, it
"Yeah,
means nothing."
I mean, if you go 6-0, then you're just asking to lose a game pretty soon. So, you know, it's not a huge deal. I think even after the preseason dies down and you get those first few days of practice before that first game, everything kind of resets and refocuses. So
the pace is completely different right away.
Yeah, I mean, you're down to just practicing with your teammates that you'll have all season, and you know, the preseason's forgotten pretty fast, and you get ready for the real stuff.
The personal touch, can you develop some confidence in the preseason and carry that forward? Is that
I think you want to develop confidence in the preseason. Like I said, like scoring those power plays, having the power play going right now, that's all good stuff to get going.